Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prayer Warrior for You. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us, and we pray that you will be blessed as we fellowship in song and prayer this new year coming in very shortly here, 2015. Now on to our show. Welcome out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior. We're tuning in with Blog Talk Radio live here on New Year's Eve. Now, we want you to know that we are so excited for the show tonight. There are many people headed out to parties and headed out to bring in the new year with all kinds of things that they want to do to celebrate. 2014 was a year of great challenge for many of us, but we wanted to bring in a show segment. We get so many emails of people who on New Year's Eve and during the Christmas holiday season, they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have any loved ones. Their parents may have died. Something has gone on. But we want you to know here at Prayer Warrior for You that we love our listeners who tune in. We praise God for your support. Throughout the years, we've been on a show segment since about 2009, and you do have someone praying for you. Now, we pray for everybody, but we also particularly pray for our listeners who tune in, those who have a heart and a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, because these are challenging times for the Christians. These are challenging times for the believers. We know that we are in the last days, and you can tell by everything that's going on out there in the world, but you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret, because your season of breakthrough, your season of encouragement, your season of love is right here and is right now. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you so very much. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to know that Jesus is the reason for the season, and you don't have to fret, you don't have to fear, you don't have to worry, because when you put your trust in Jesus, when you worship Him, when you seek Him, when you turn your eyes upon Him, He will bless you, He will strengthen you, and He will keep you. And so we just want to give a shout out to all of you listeners out there. Our prayer lines are open. We will be doing our show for a little bit over an hour tonight. And you desire prayer, you're welcome to call in to 1-657-383-0029. Now, we know the New Year is a season when people want to do a New Year's resolution and say what they did and will not do again. But come on, think about it. How many times do those New Year resolutions actually occur? How many times did you say you weren't going to do something and you found yourself doing it again? Well, again, it goes all back to our faith and our confidence in our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we read the Word of God, find a Bible-believing ministry, we pray, we release everything to the Lord. We cast all our cares upon Him because His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. Only He can bring the deliverance. Only He can bring the peace. Only He can bring the joy. It's not in our friends. It's not in our neighbors. It's not in the pastor. It's not in the apostles. It's not in the prophets. All we can do is release a word in due season to encourage you. But it is in your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to come back playing a great song from Michael W. Smith, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And we're praying that's what you'll do this coming new year. Be blessed by this song. What a beautiful song. You know, it's time that we turn our eyes upon Jesus. It's time that we begin to worship Him and to praise Him. It's time that we begin to glorify Him and magnify Him. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up everyone tuning into our show on tonight. We thank and praise you, Father, for them calling in or tuning in by way of the chat room. And we pray, Father, that you will bless them and touch them and encourage them. We pray, Father, that you will give them strength and that you will give them peace. We pray, Father, that you will give them a heart and a mind to magnify and to glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Prayers from the Desert. Psalm 19, I will pray your word. Oh, Father, we come today and we want to honor you. We want to glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We come in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to offer up glory and praise to you. We align with the holy men of old, the ancients who sought your face. Oh God, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, Saint Anthony, Paul the Apostle, prayers from the desert. Heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of your hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display their knowledge. The skies are speaking. The heavens are talking. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Oh God! No tribe on earth where their voice is not heard. The heavens, the mountains, the brooks and the streams. Their voice goes into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. Your creation is so awesome. We think of the heavens. Lord, you pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. That's amazing. You pitched a tent in the heavens for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming forth from his chamber, greeting the day, like a strong man to run a race, rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes a circuit to the other. What a speech. What a chorus, what a symphony your creation is making. And Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. Father, your word. We come and pray your word. Because your word is perfect, reviving the soul. Come by your Spirit and revive our souls, Holy Father. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Open the eyes of our understanding. The precepts, O God, your precepts are right, giving joy to the heart, making our eyes radiant. Even as I begin to pray, my heart begins to laugh. There's joy in my heart. My eyes are sparkling as I say your word. The fear of the Lord is pure. Endures forever. These ordinances of yours are sure, altogether righteous. And I confess, God, that Your word is more precious than gold, more sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb. By these precepts, these laws, your servant is warned, and in keeping of them, great reward. So God, today, I say keep your servant from willful sins. As we glorify you and as we pray your word, keep us from sin. Create a pure heart in us, O God, that sin may not rule over us. So may the words of our mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
What a beautiful prayer. That's from Prayers from the Desert by Stacy Campbell. And you can go to revivalnow.com to obtain him and his wife are in ministry. We met them years ago. They are a wonderful, powerful prophetic husband and wife team. And you know, as we are quickly approaching 2015, there are areas in your life that you may have felt so all alone, so discouraged, so deeply challenged, maybe even hurt, maybe even saddened by different circumstances and issues and events that have taken place. There may be something that has happened in your life who's tuning in right now, and you may have tears falling, flowing from your eyes. Maybe there's a loved one that you lost, or something that has been heavy on your heart, or something you've been grieved about. You can call in to our prayer line at 657-383-0029, area code 1, 657-383-0029, and we will pray with you. You don't have to carry that burden into 2015. It is time to shut the door to your past. It is time to begin to change your life. You know, the way that some people live their lives, constantly wandering and wandering and searching and seeking and feeling a craving to be loved, a craving to be with someone, a craving to be successful, a craving to feel important, a craving to just be happy. Do they ever stop to think that that intimate longing that they're craving for is a relationship with a power far greater than any person can provide? It is a craving for something far beyond any person or anything that they can comprehend. And it cannot be achieved through lustful desires. It cannot be achieved through anger. It cannot be achieved through fear. It cannot even be achieved by money and wealth and riches and jobs. Although money answereth all things according to the word, but it's the love of money that is evil. For the love of money is an evil thing. But when there's something that even goes deeper than that, if you are one of those people and you feel that no matter how hard you try, no matter what's going on in your life, something is missing, oh, glory to God, I'm here to tell you, it is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a relationship with your Creator, a relationship to reach up and pray and worship and to praise and give glory to an all-powerful, all-knowing God. You know, He knows everything about us. He understands our passions. He understands our desires. He understands our wants. There are many things that He doesn't allow us to receive or to have or to get because it is not in His divine will. Now, we can obtain things by His permissive will. He will allow us or permit us to have some things, but not always are they things that He has designed for us to have. What am I saying today? You may be saying, prayer warrior, what do you mean by that? Well, case in point, if you're single or you're married and you're desiring somebody else's spouse or companion, or if you're desiring or speaking curses or evil upon someone's life to get what you want, God does not desire that. He does not desire that for your life. He does not desire you to render evil to think you're obtaining good, because when we render evil, the thing that we will always obtain, you receive evil for evil, and you render good for good. You know, there is the season of sowing and reaping, and if we are sowing, if sowing evil, if you're sowing spoken negative words in the realm of the spirit, if you're sowing hatred, if you're sowing division, if you're sowing and wishing people were divorced so that you can have them, not knowing what the situation is in their household, what you are doing is opening up a portal from hell to be consumed with sadness, to be consumed with never having enough, never being satisfied, always trying to get something else, always trying to get someone else, always trying to conquer someone else. That is no way to live. Well, I'm telling you, this year, 2014 is coming to an end quickly. And unfortunately, there are going to be some people who won't see 2015, even though we have just a few hours to go. But for those of us who God will give us, grant us life to continue on, isn't it time to shut the door to the way you've been doing things previously? Have you thought about Jesus? Have you tried Jesus? Have you welcomed the Holy Father in your life? Have you began to wage war on behalf of your spirit man? Have you began to bless God's holy name? Have you began to fall in love with Jesus? When you begin to fall in love with the Lord, fall in love with his heart, fall in love with his mind, fall in love with what he has planned for your life, fall in love with his word, fall in love with relationship with him, fall in love with praying and reaching out to him, I can tell you assuredly that your life will begin to turn around. Even though there may be chaos all on the outside, you will begin to feel strength and encouragement and peace within. Who is it that our soul craves for, our soul craves for, our soul loves and pants after and desires? A supernatural power, a supernatural entity, because God made us from the breath of God. He breathed into man, into the nostrils of man, and mankind became a living being. So it is only rightful and normal and something that's all-powerful that we can't even describe or explain, that our soul would crave something it cannot touch or cannot feel. May you be blessed by this next song. Again, our lines are open, 1-657-383-0029. And we're going to come playing Falling in Love. It's time to fall in love with Jesus. It's time to fall in love with him. Be blessed.
You are all love, you are amazing, best friend, closer than a brother, I can depend on you, there's no other. You said I'm the apple of your eye, everything wrong, you make it right. I'm so in love with you, I can't help but continue to keep falling in love with you over and over. Oh, things have all been brand new.
Yes, we want to fall in love with the Lord. You know, people in the world don't understand the love of God. They don't understand the love of Jesus Christ. They don't understand how someone can love someone, an entity, a spirit, a God, someone that's all-powerful and all-knowing. Because the world has conditioned itself to only think of love as a physical experience where they have to physically touch someone, physically be around someone, something in the natural. Oh, but glory to God, I'm here to tell you from experience. When you fall in love with the Lord, when you fall in love with God, when you begin to pray and cry out to Him and have patience and seek His face and take the time. You know, many of us have taken time to go to school and to college, and we take time to prepare our weddings. We take time to prepare food. We take time to have fun. We take time to do whatever we want to do to appease the flesh. But when you begin to take time to have a relationship with the Father who is in heaven, and you begin to love on Him, and you begin to honor Him, and you begin to glorify Him, you will be able to experience such a joy, such a peace, such an intimacy that no human being can offer. No human being can wrap supernatural arms around your soul. No human being can wrap supernatural arms around your spirit. No human being can love you like the Lord Jesus Christ can love you. You know, all of His love was exhibited on the cross. When He was nailed to the cross at Calvary, He said, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the shame. He endured being ridiculed. He endured being made fun of. He endured being ostracized. He endured being harassed. Why? Because He saw you. He saw me. He saw the people. He saw that we were a fallen nature type of creation because of the disobedience of Adam. And He said, I have got to go and bring back the creation back to me, their spirit back to my spirit, their heart back to my heart. I've got to show the people on earth how much I love them. I've got to pay the price at Calvary so that they will have an opportunity to come back to a holy God. They will have an opportunity to turn yet away from their sin. They will have an opportunity to understand and experience the grace and mercy of my love. These are the things and many more that the Lord Jesus Christ had on his mind when he went to the cross on Calvary. Because of his great love, because of his great sacrifice. You know, I meet many people and I see how they're going after their flesh and going after the pleasures of the world, and they're going around and around and around in circles, following this one, chasing that one, making excuses about everything, never happy, always searching, always seeking. And I, Father, Father, help those poor people, help those men, help those women, help those children, help the people begin to understand that everything they're hungering for, everything they're thirsting for is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm telling you today, it doesn't matter what happened a few years ago. It doesn't matter what happened in your childhood. It doesn't matter what happened at a previous employer. 2014, you have an opportunity right now to forgive what has happened, to forgive the hurt, to change your life forever. You have the power and the control to discipline your mind and your actions to change the way your past has been. The mercy and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ can change everything around for you in an instant. All you have to do is to confess that he is the Lord of your life. All you have to do is confess that you are a sinner saved by grace. All you have to do is confess that you confess the Lord as your Lord and Savior and King. Confession is made known unto salvation. And once you confess him, you can lift your hands, you can bow on your knees if you're in your homes right now, and you can confess the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord even right now during this show segment. And you can find a Bible-believing church, and you can begin a whole new walk, a walk toward God, a walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look at how other people are living their lives and say that they're Christian. You know, people are hurt and wounded and won't go to anybody's church because they see people say they're Christian and yet living in sin, yet seeing them at the nightclubs, yet seeing them bed hot, yet seeing them getting drunk and high. Don't even look at those people. They're considered ungodly people, and they have areas of weakness, and we pray for them as well. But begin to care about your own soul. Begin to ask the Lord to reveal to you his divine plan for your life, not his divine plan for your sister, not his divine plan for your brother, not his divine plan for your children. Ask him, what is his divine plan for your life? Ask him to strengthen and help you to become set free of the wickedness and the wickedness and the sexual perversion or the rejection or the sadness or the unforgiveness or the bitterness. Maybe there's some bullies or stalkers tuning in on tonight. Maybe there's someone who's grieving the loss of a loved one tonight. Maybe there's somebody who's a thief tuning in tonight. Maybe there's someone tuning in who's been a rapist tuning in tonight. Whatever you think is such a damnable sin that God cannot forgive you, I'm here to tell you today, he will forgive you if you come to him sincerely with your whole heart. He is in the forgiving business. He is in the redeeming business. He is in the cleansing business. He is in the purging business because he nailed it to the cross at Calvary. You've got to come by way of the cross. You've got to come by way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this be your day of breakthrough. Let this be your day of receiving peace and joy and love and tranquility. Jesus is waiting for you. Let 2015 be one of the greatest years, most peaceful years, most sound-minded years that you have experienced in your entire life. Allow the Lord to come into your heart this evening. Allow him to begin to purge and set you free from everything that you have been doing that you know is not God. You know, people don't have to tell us what we're doing is or isn't God. There is something deep, deep down within every individual that knows what they're doing when they know God is pleased and they know he's not pleased. Rather than try to pull someone else down to your level, it's time for you to come up now. Your time is now. Your breakthrough and deliverance is today. Your redemption is nigh at hand right now because of the love of the cross. Our line is 657-383-0029. And we are going to play a song, and we're going to begin to start praying. We want to pray for the people that desire to be set free and don't know how to.
Baby, love.
honor him tonight in all you do? Do you honor him tonight because he woke you up this morning? Are you honoring the Father every day that he gives you an opportunity to open your eyes and to have health, to have strength, to have life? You know, I've seen people, they're believers that don't have legs, don't have arms, and they're going all over the world preaching and teaching the word of Jesus. One young man even has been blessed with a wife and a child. You know, when we begin to give thanksgiving unto our Lord who is in heaven, and we begin to get out of ourselves, out of how we feel, out of what we want, out of what we think others should do because of what we want, I notice that's a new mindset happening in the world today, and it has tried to creep into the body of Christ, where people think they want something or someone, and they try to force themselves on that person or force themselves on a situation just to get what they think they deserve, that they think they have a right to. That's a covetous heart. That's craving something that does not belong to you, and that in itself, covetousness, is a sin. But today, when you begin to open up your heart and open up your mind and begin to desire God, begin to want God, begin to want his love, begin to want his presence in your life, begin to be thankful to him for what he has blessed you to have. Namely, he's blessed you to have life, and that more abundantly. He's blessed you. Some of you have awesome jobs. Some of you have businesses. Some of you have ministries. As you begin to be thankful to him for what he has done for you, as you begin to cry out to him or just have a conversation with him, and maybe you're not one of many words to know how to pray, but you can write it down, you can get a journal, you can journal how you feel to the Lord and have some you and the Lord time and just spend some quality, precious time with who your soul loves, you will begin to tap into a whole new realm, a whole new dimension, a whole new life, a whole new experience of something you have never experienced before. Father, we bring these precious people to you tonight. And we come to you as we agree in prayer in the blessed mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for you are our Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the things in our lives and for you being our creator of all things which are good. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence in our home, on our jobs, in our businesses, in our churches. We thank you for your presence with our children. We thank you for your presence with our companions. We thank you for your presence with our siblings and our relatives. We even thank you for your presence beginning to touch the hearts and minds of yet even those our enemies. Father, we come to you because for in your presence is the fullness of joy. And in your presence, we are complete and we are made whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, Lord God, we are glad to be here this evening. Father, we thank you for your divine plans for our lives. We thank you that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have an abundance to an overflowing. We thank you, Father, for your provision and that all our needs are being met, all our loved ones' needs are being met. We thank you, Father, that even all the needs of our nation, this great nation in the United States, and those tuning in abroad from other areas of the world, that their needs are being met. We praise you and we give you glory and honor, Father. We praise you that as our needs are being met, it is according to your riches and glory that we may prosper in every area of our life as our souls prosper, Father. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. We thank you for the peace that leads us through all the storms that come up in our lives. Father, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Why did you hear me using the word we? Because on this show, as I am praying, I am agreeing and prophetically declaring by faith that your prayer is connecting with the prayers that I'm speaking in agreement. There's power in agreement. Sometimes we just need someone to press into the realm of the Spirit to pray with us, to press into the realm of the Spirit and pray for us. Sometimes we just need somebody to be there with us, to hold our hands in the realm of the Spirit. And, you know, we've got to begin to pray for the children. Our children need so much prayer. The adversary would love to take the children down. You know, the children are our future. And if the children don't have role models in the parents and they don't have a role model in the families, what will happen? What will happen to our children? What will happen to their future? What will happen to their legacy? What will happen to their breakthroughs? What will happen to their deliverances? What will happen to their safety? What will happen to their peace of mind? You know, Joshua in the Old Testament fought the battle of Jericho, and he did it by faith. When he fought that battle, when the people marched around that wall of Jericho and made a shout and a sound with their musical instruments, the walls of the of Jericho came tumbling down. I'm here to declare unto you today that no matter how high the walls seem that the enemy has placed around you, no matter what spoken word has carried off their tongue into the atmosphere, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, it's in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ, the walls are going to come down tonight. The walls that the enemy has carried around your children, around your sons, around your daughters, even the walls that the people that may be involved in occultic practices or black magic or witchcraft or whatever they may be involved in, not knowing that as they speak things out their mouth against someone else, those same curses will ricochet to their own children. Father, we pray and declare and decree tonight that the curses of the parents shall not affect the children. We decree and declare tonight that the words spoken from the mouths of the families of the adults will not continue to go generationally from child to child to child to child. We declare that the walls of the battles of the word curses will come down tonight by fire, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We lift up and pray for the children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
wonderful song, and I love the selection. It's from the Gospel Sunday School Collection, and it is a selection of CDs of children singing praises to the Lord. Joshua fought that battle. He fought that battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Now, you may say, well, how do I get the walls to tumble down? Walls can't tumble down in our lives if we're yet continuing within our sin. Walls cannot tumble down, and God cannot bring prophecies to pass in our lives if we're yet determined to continue to live how our flesh wants to live. It is time, it's a new day, it's a new time for us to begin to understand and to know and to submit and know that Jesus is. Jesus should be, and Jesus always is, in our life. We need to begin to magnify him for who he is and begin to honor him and reverence him and respect him for who Jesus is.
Glory, glory, all around, as the universe resounds.
Sorry about that. The song cut off. Oh, my. But we are going to bring it back, and we are going to be blessed by this song, Jesus Is. Glory to God.
Glory all around as the universe resounds and we grow.
just to praise him. Come on, worship him, because Jesus is. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our friend. You know, when you receive that one touch from the Lord, your life will never be the same. I don't mean just a little touch. I mean when you receive a true touch from God. You've got to press in and give him praise and give him glory so that you can understand and have a personal relationship, a personal testimony of what the Lord has done for you. You know, you may be laying on your sickbed right now. You may be in a hospital. It, no matter what is going on in your life, the Lord is able to touch you. He's able to bring you out. And Father, we thank and praise you for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. We praise you and honor you, Lord, of both the dead and living, Romans 14 and 9. We give you glory, Lord God Almighty, Revelations 4 and 8. And God, we thank you, Lord, for you are the God of truth, Psalm 31 and 5. You are Lord God omnipotent, Revelations 19 and 6. You are the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Luke 4:34. And you are the Lord mighty in battle, Psalms 24 and 8. Father, we thank you and we give you glory and honor because you are our helper, Hebrews 13 and 6. You are our high tower, Psalms 144 and 2. And you are our helper. When we, it seems like there's no one else to help us, you are our helper, Lord, Hebrews 13 and 6. Come on, this evening, wherever you are, allow yourself to let God touch you. Allow a precious touch from the Lord. All you need is one touch, one touch, one touch from heaven, one touch in your mind. Someone tuning in today, you may have thought about ending your life and not seeing 2015. Your life is too precious for that. Come on, open. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to God. Let him touch your heart tonight. Let him touch your mind tonight. Life is precious. Life is worth living. There is nothing so hard, so difficult that God cannot fix it, that he won't turn it around. You just need one touch from the Lord. Our lines are open at 657-383-0029 if you desire to call in. If not, be blessed by the song, One Touch. You know, he makes us whole. When we touch the hem of his garment, that was Nicole Mullen, beautiful voice, musically inclined. She plays multiple instruments from her CD, Sharecropper Seed, Volume 1, and you can pick that up at a Christian Bible bookstore. Some of these songs are possibly to other large retailers like Walmart. But what was that all about, touch the hem of his garment? St. Luke in the New Testament, Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48, it reads, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years," in other words, she had the type of a disease where she was constantly bleeding. And it says she had an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. In other words, every doctor that she went to, she was not able to be healed. And can you imagine constantly bleeding, constantly going through that type of pain, constantly going through that type of turmoil? That was very discouraging for her. The word continues to go on. Verse 44, "She came behind him and touched the border of his garment." Whose garment did she touch? She touched Jesus' garment. Immediately, her issue of blood stanched, which means is immediately she stopped bleeding. It stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee and say, who touched me?" In other words, there were so many people around him. He was so popular. People came from far and near to hear Jesus teach and to preach. And this young woman, what she did was she reached down lowly on the ground and she reached through the crowd of the feet of the people to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And he was saying, "Who touched me?" Because he could feel some power. He could feel some virtue go out of him. The word continues to share. And Jesus says, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort, for your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." When we say "made you whole," that is W-H-O-L-E. It didn't say her faith healed her. It says her faith made her whole. That meant her faith made her complete. She was not only healed from her infirmity of her blood, issue of blood, but her heart was healed, her mind was healed, her emotions were healed. Everything about this woman was healed. What am I sharing tonight? You may feel that you are an imperfect person with imperfect possibilities, little imperfect me. The Lord wouldn't take heed to my prayer because I'm imperfect. I'm all messed up. I've made so many mistakes. My life is out of control. My life is spiraling out of control. I'm here to tell you tonight, there is nothing too hard for God. He can touch the imperfect and make it perfect. He can touch the unlovable and love them. He can touch the ununderstood and help them to be understood. May you be blessed by this song. You know, everyone is special. We may have some imperfections in us, in our character, because there may be doorways or life's experiences that we allowed ourselves to become involved in, and we may feel that there's no hope, that there's nothing to change us, nothing to help us break out of it. But God sees past how we are, and He sees His purpose and why He made us, why He allowed us to be born. And only He can take away all of the things that He doesn't want there. But if we don't reach out to Him and we don't pray to Him, like Smokey Norville sang in this song from his CD, Forever Yours, Imperfect Me, we will never understand what it was that God wanted us to do. Each one of us have a mission in life, and there's something that He wants us to do. There's a reason we were born on the earth, and it wasn't for us to be controlled by our flesh and controlled by the sins of the world. But God made us to be a creature of praise, a creature that's healed, a creation that can be a blessing to other people, not to hurt people, but to be a blessing to people. Yes, we may bless them with money, we may bless them with food, we may bless them with gifts, but no, beyond and above that now. In 2015, begin to elevate your mind as you have a relationship with the Lord, and begin to see yourself the way God sees you. You know, God wants you to know that He wants to heal you tonight, everywhere that you're hurting. He wants to heal your mind, He wants to heal your spirit, and He wants to heal your soul. Will you be healed tonight? The choice is yours.
God wants to heal you tonight, every way you hurt. He wants to heal you in your mind, He wants to heal you in your spirit, He wants to heal your total being. Lift your hands and thank God for healing.
Hallelujah.
Just a little worship tonight.
Come on, while you're listening to this song, allow the Lord to heal you. You may be tuning into this show tonight, and you may be saying, Father, I want to rededicate my life to you, or you may not have dedicated your life to him at all. Can you begin and repeat right there where you are? Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. Lord, I need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sin. Lord, you said in your holy word in Romans 10 and 9 that if I confess the Lord as my God and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that I shall be saved. And Lord, right now, I confess Jesus as the Lord of my soul. I confess you, Father, as the Lord of my life with my heart. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept you, Lord Jesus Christ, as my own personal Savior. According to your word, Lord, I am claiming that I am saved. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it with all your heart and you've repented for your sins, that's not all just confessing the Lord, but becoming a new born-again believer. It is time for you to find a Babel faith-believing church. And you need to get into a good Babel Bible-based church and study God's word. Once you have found a church and a home and you're baptized in water and baptized with his Holy Spirit and begin to walk a walk obedient to the Lord. And we want you to know that your new year will never be the same again. So we thank God for you. We thank God all heaven is rejoicing for those of you who prayed the prayer of salvation. And we pray that you will be blessed this new year and that you will have a wonderful relationship with the Lord. And remember, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. Be strong. Have a safe new year. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you. God bless.
Yeah.